Today on the KMMO Ag Report, I'm talking about the possibility of a longshoreman's strike. It was 1977 since the last strike by the International Longshoremen's Association, which represents unionized workers at ports on the U.S. East and Gulf Coast. The United States Maritime Alliance, representing 40 ocean carriers and terminal operators, has successfully negotiated 10 straight master contracts without a work stoppage with the ILA. The current six-year agreement, however, covers approximately 45,000 port workers employed in container and roll-on, roll-off operations of ports from Maine to Houston and runs just through September 30th. The ILA has threatened to strike as of October 1st when the current contract expires. As a follow-up to what I just mentioned, the following list highlights the main port regions along the East and Gulf Coast that exported soybeans via container in 2023. As mentioned earlier, bulk exports of soybeans and other agriculture products would not be directly impacted by any potential strike or lockout if an agreement is not achieved by the International Longshoremen's Association and the U.S. Maritime Alliance. However, containerized exports of soybeans and other agricultural products would be impacted. Now I have the list of exports in 2023 of U.S. soybeans by container. Norfolk had 1,616,854 metric tons. New York, New Jersey, 372,110 metric tons. Baltimore had 324,500 metric tons. Charleston with 217,892 metric tons. Wilmington, North Carolina had 47,744 metric tons. Savannah, Georgia with 43,710 metric tons. And Houston, Texas, 24,758 metric tons. This information provided by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. To provide some perspective, the Mississippi Gulf region near New Orleans is the number one export region for soybeans. In 2023, 27 million metric tons of soybeans were exported from this region. They're starting to see agricultural exporters explore other routes, such as the West Coast, which will most likely be at higher cost and longer transit time. This will be one more cost intrusion into the agricultural supply chain. Some companies and facilities are better positioned to pivot from one coast to the other, while many others are in such close proximity to the East Coast that shifting volumes to another route is simply not feasible. While the vast majority of soybean exports occur via bulk, containerized exports are significant to the profitability of the U.S. soybean industry. They're obviously critical for those farmers and companies that utilize them. In addition, containerized shipping allows the industry to access particular international customers with particular demands such as smaller shipment sizes, traceability, identify preservation, etc. And now it's time for the KMMO Ag Department corny joke of the day. How much did the pirate pay for his earrings? A buck an ear. With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.